Welcome to Walking with the Lord. Today, we are continuing our series by talking about how to align your life with God. After understanding who God is and why He cares for us, the next question becomes personal. How do we actually walk closely with Him each day? Many people want God in their lives, but at the same time, they struggle with direction, inconsistency, spiritual distance, or trying to control everything on their own. However, alignment with God is not about becoming perfect overnight. Instead, it is about learning to surrender daily and allowing your life to gradually come into agreement with His will. The encouraging truth is that God does not ask you to figure this out alone. He gives His Word, His Spirit, and His guidance to help you walk with Him faithfully. The first step toward alignment with God is choosing to seek Him daily. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." This verse reminds us that God is not hiding from people. He responds to those who genuinely pursue Him. Seeking God is more than thinking about Him only during difficult moments. It is developing a real relationship with Him. Just like relationships grow through communication and consistency, your relationship with God deepens when you intentionally spend time with Him through prayer, worship, scripture, and quiet reflection. Over time, your thinking begins to change. Your priorities shift. Things that once controlled your emotions begin to lose their grip because your focus slowly moves back toward God. Another important part of alignment is building your life on God's Word. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." God's Word is not just information. It is guidance. It reveals truth, exposes areas where we need growth, and teaches us how to live. Without God's Word, people often rely only on emotions, opinions, culture, or personal understanding. However, those things constantly change. God's truth does not. James 1 verse 22 reminds believers not to only listen to the Word, but to do what it says. In other words, alignment with God is not simply about knowledge. It is about transformation. As you consistently read and apply God's Word, your thinking begins to renew. You start responding differently to situations because your heart becomes more aligned with God's wisdom. Another major part of alignment is inviting God into your decisions. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Many people want God's help during emergencies, but still make everyday decisions without seeking Him. However, God desires to guide every part of your life, not just your crises. That includes your relationships, your priorities, your habits, your finances, and your thought life. Sometimes your emotions may lead you one way while God's wisdom leads another. In those moments, alignment means choosing to trust God above your own understanding. Before making decisions, pray. Ask God for wisdom. Slow down enough to seek His direction instead of reacting impulsively. The more you involve God in your daily life, the more clarity and spiritual sensitivity begin to grow. Alignment with God also requires obedience. John 14 verse 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commands." Obedience is not about earning God's love. Instead, it is a response to His love. There will be moments when God's direction challenges your comfort, pride, habits, or desires. Sometimes obedience means forgiving when you would rather stay hurt. Other times it means waiting when you want immediate answers. However, obedience strengthens trust. The more you obey God, the more you begin seeing His wisdom and faithfulness at work in your life. It is also important to remember that you are not expected to align with God through human effort alone. God has given believers the Holy Spirit to guide, teach, strengthen, and convict them. John 14 verse 26 explains that the Holy Spirit teaches believers and reminds them of God's truth. This is important because spiritual alignment is not just outward behavior. It is heart transformation. Galatians 5 verse 16 says, "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." The Holy Spirit helps you recognize when your thoughts, attitudes, or actions are drifting away from God's will. He also gives strength to continue growing spiritually. Another difficult but necessary part of alignment is learning to trust God's timing. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Waiting is difficult because we often want immediate answers and immediate clarity. However, throughout Scripture, many people had to wait for God's promises. Abraham waited. Joseph waited. David waited. Even the disciples waited for the Holy Spirit. In many cases, God was not only preparing the blessing, He was preparing the person. Sometimes God uses waiting seasons to strengthen your faith, develop patience, and deepen your dependence on Him. Therefore, waiting does not mean God is absent. Often, He is working beneath the surface in ways you cannot yet see. It is also important to understand that alignment with God does not mean perfection. There will be moments where you fail, drift spiritually, or make mistakes. However, failure does not have to separate you from God. 1 John 1 verse 9 reminds us that if we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive and cleanse us. Throughout Scripture, God continually invites people back to Himself. When Peter failed, Jesus restored him. When the prodigal son returned home, the father welcomed him with compassion. This means spiritual alignment is not about never stumbling. It is about continually turning back toward God. At its core, alignment with God is really about the condition of your heart. Matthew 6 verse 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." When your heart truly desires God, your priorities begin to change. Over time, your life slowly begins reflecting His presence more clearly. So today, take a moment to reflect. Are you intentionally aligning your life with God, or are you trying to navigate life on your own? What areas of your life still need to be surrendered to Him? Remember, alignment with God is not about perfection. It is about consistently turning toward Him. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in His Word at walkingwiththelord.net. And for marriage and family encouragement, visit blissfullywedded.com.